You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo and Jordan with you this morning, going old school, taking you back to school. Some of that's happening. But where we go to now is it some darts? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, well, Simo, I want to talk sport because pretty much every single professional sporting league in the world has been stopped at the moment due to COVID-19.
Sport and darts, that's strong terminology, isn't it?
I mean, it's technically a sport. It's a professional sport. Have you ever seen, like, professional darts being played?
It's pretty intense.
It's the weirdest sport ever because they do it in, like, these massive 10,000-seater arenas. There's, like, a stage at the front with a couple of people doing darts and 10,000, let's face it, mostly men, getting utterly plastered, not really giving a stuff about the darts and not really paying attention to the sport anyway.
Isn't the best darts player an Australian, like with a mullet?
I think he's
like
called
beard?
Like the Wizard or something like that. My darts knowledge,
how good?
Not gonna lie, not great. But yes, Simo, darts has been one of the many sports that has been forced to put itself on hold due to COVID-19. Mm. There was going to be a big championship with 128 professional darts players happening, and like I say, in a stadium with about 10,000 odd screaming, completely drunk fans. However, that obviously can't happen. So, the people behind the professional darts decided, you know what we'll do? Hang on, you're looking at professional darts players now.
Simon Whitlock is his name.
Is he the Aussie guy with the beard?
He's the guy. He's got quite a look going on. He's got a bit of the Viking beard. And since that photo was taken, he's gone the mohawk. So he's the, you know, they get some good specimens in the darts.
I mean, yeah, I just looking, you've got all the pictures there of the professional darts players.
Yeah.
You know, you see like runners and athletes that are at the height of their, you know, not an ounce of fat on them, six packs and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be rude or anything.
Yeah.
But darts players, probably not as a physical sport.
Their bodies are temples. So Simon Whitlock is the best Australian darts player. So he has a walk-on song. Would you like to guess what it is?
What?
Oh, dear. No, have a guess.
Is it? So he's Australian. So has he gone like full Australian, like AC/DC or something like that?
Yeah, you're not far off.
Shannon Knoll.
I come from the land down under.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Decent, right?
Anyway, so the reason we are talking about darts, so the professional darts, they've decided to get all the players to set up their own dartboard at home.
Ooh.
And then yeah, the players will just compete over live stream.
Yeah.
So they've got their own dartboard in their lounge room, go back the regulation distance and just film themselves throwing the darts and kind of do it via live stream.
Hmm.
Which I thought would have worked. However, one player called Gary Anderson.
Gary.
Had a little bit of an issue with this. He was forced to withdraw because his Wi-Fi wasn't good enough.
Oh, that sucks.
Another player was forced to withdraw because his dogs didn't stop barking as well.
Yeah, the internet issue, that's a bit unfortunate for Gary.
Mm.
Because nothing worse than a pixelated dart. Where's that gone? Can anyone see the dart?
Just imagine though, if it was just like freezing or something, you'd just be about to throw it and the live stream would freeze. You'd quickly run up, put it in the bullseye, go back and then unfreeze and go, oh, look at that, I got a bullseye. Oh, well, I win. Where's my check?
What would your walkout song be if you were a professional darts player?
Whoa, that's a loaded question.
Yeah. Would you have something, you know, Eye of the Tiger-ish maybe? Or...
I think you want to go intimidating. Yeah. You want to get the crowd on your side. I reckon Eye of the Tiger would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm trying to think of a darts-related song. And not going to lie, not many are springing to mind. Lady Gaga, you're in isolation. Write a song to do with darts.
Please. How about the Spice Girls? Probably not.
It wouldn't be the worst one.
Stop right now. It is Mel C, Mel B.
Stop right now. I'm going to win the darts.
it's
a work in progress.
You're on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan. 16 minutes gone on your 9.
Simo and Jordan.
Walking on the sun with a bit of Smash Mouth. Chilly today, though. Simo and Jordan with you on Snow FM.
And Simo, saw this news story over the weekend.
Hmm.
I want to get your thoughts on this. Now, before we go into it, I want to stress that everyone in this story is 100% fine. The mother, the baby, and the police officers, everyone in question, 100% fine.
That's really how you want to start, Jordan.
I know. It's what a way to start a story.
By the way, everyone's fine, including who was it?
So there's a mother.
A baby.
There's the mother of the mother. And there is a newly born baby and some police officers as well. Everyone is fine.
This will go fine.
All right, so Simo.
Hmm.
The I don't even know where to start with this one.
Alrighty.
Look, I'll read you the headline. The US woman gives birth to baby during car crash, then can't find the baby. What
wow.
an unbelievable story.
That's pretty nuts.
Alright, so a mother was rushing her adult daughter to hospital because the daughter was in labor, about to have a baby.
Oh wow.
And which is a stressful time. It is a stressful drive. I've never had to do that, or don't think I know anyone who has. But I can imagine that would be a very stressful drive. And I don't want to say yes to running red lights, but perhaps that's maybe, could be perhaps seen as a reason why you could do that.
Oh, is that what they've done?
No.
Okay.
So this was also a dark and rainy night in America.
Wow.
Which just makes it even worse. The mother was rushing her adult daughter to the hospital. However, crashed the car on the way.
They do say time slows down, don't they? Like when there's kind of a car accident happens, or is that just how they advertise it? Like everything slows down, your life flashes before your eyes.
I don't know.
Because is that why they're distracted and couldn't spot that the baby shot out? Too busy. My life's flashing before my eyes. Where's the child? Anyone seen the child?
I mean, perhaps. I don't know. So they essentially it was raining and they just lost grip and slipped. The car kind of slided off the road and hit a pole, I think.
Right.
Like I say, everyone fine. However, during the car crash, out popped the baby.
Yeah.
For lack of me not knowing the medical terms.
Yeah.
Police officers came. They kind of obviously heard about the car crash.
Right.
Came in inspecting it. And in the middle of the night, obviously this was, they're kind of shining the torches. What a scene to arrive on.
Yeah, big time.
And then they started looking for the baby. They go, oh, where's the baby? And the mother kind of looks down and goes, I don't know, it's somewhere. Kind of, they got all the torches kind of looking around and looking in the back seat of the car. Where is it? Because, like, cars, you lose stuff in cars all the time. Like, just over the weekend, I lost some headphones underneath the car. Your phone always seems to find that gap between the seat and the door to always go down.
That's true.
So, cars, you lose stuff in cars.
Baby, though, quite different to headphones. One thing that I do, I'm not...
Never a truer sentence has been spoken on this show. Babies, quite different to headphones.
Biologically.
Yes, Emma, you and I are both wearing headphones on our head. We're not wearing babies on our head.
Biologically, though, there is something that potentially could have helped them out tracing the baby. Now,
is it some kind of cord?
Yeah, headphones. Headphones have cords.
You raise a good point. But babies also, when they're born, have an umbilical cord.
Yeah, and don't you hate it when your headphone cord gets all rolled up and...
It gets tangled in your pocket.
Yes.
Don't you hate it when you just give birth and your umbilical cord gets tangled? It just takes forever to undo that.
Oh, dear.
No, Desert, I've got this quote. Officer Huff was the police officer that arrived.
Oh, dear.
And he began searching for the baby, following the umbilical cord, and found the baby underneath the seat of the car.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, but everyone's okay?
Everyone 100% right. Fine. Baby very healthy. Mother very healthy. Everyone's fine. But what a way to enter the world.
Yeah, big time. Terrible thought. Like, you could potentially, like, get the baby back if you had, like, one of those. You know how you retract a hose?
like a fishing rod,
like
you mean?
Crank, yeah. Like a reel.
Yeah.
So she could have reeled the umbilical cord and then got the baby back.
I mean,
I'm not sure how hygienic it is.
Simo and Jordan.
Outcast saying hey ya. Andre 3000 as well. It's Simo and Jordan with you this morning. And have you got plans on how to stay warm this winter, Jordan?
Just kind of jumpers and that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
And blankets and heaters, and that was kind of my ways of keeping warm. Why?
Do you have an open wood fire? Is there any prep that you need to do?
No, I mean, I think we've got a fire out the back, but that's all done by someone else, not me.
Oh, no, don't bring the outside fire inside. That's
oh, yeah, 100%.
What I have for you this morning, Jordan, is a top five list I've compiled.
Okay.
For how to stay warm this winter. Top five!
You get overly excited about this segment every time we do it.
So, coming in at number five, whiskey shots. Of course, responsibly.
How many out of these five are alcohol related?
Only number five.
Only one.
Top five.
Okay, yeah, I mean, obviously drinking responsibly and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that would warm you up.
Right on.
And have several other side effects as well, which I'm sure we don't need to go into.
Number four. You know how mum's always like, put on a jumper.
You know how mum's always like, I'll do a shot of whiskey. Well, my mum was anyway.
Number three.
Hang on, wait, door's number four, sorry, put jumpers on.
Put on a jumper, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Do both.
Dear.
All right, number three. Man.
All right, just hold up a second.
Hang on, sorry, Simo's just lost it.
All right,
we're back.
Number three on your top five.
Oh, you know how grandma's always like, do a shot of whiskey?
Probably more plausible, that one. I mean, as long as you're over 18. All right, number three. Tape up the holes in your house. So you know how Dad hasn't finished the skirting board near the screen door? There's a hole in the fly screen.
Yeah.
And he hasn't remembered to seal, like, that edge. A bit of masking tape.
All right.
You know, a bit of sticky tape if it comes to that, just to stop the draft.
So what? So tape up all of your doors.
Yeah.
Are you doing that to stay warm or just because of COVID-19?
No, that...
And like to keep germs outside.
Look.
To gaffer tape your door up so no one can get in.
Turns out double-sided tape isn't the only kind of tape that can multitask.
Ba-dum-sh.
And number two on the five ways to stay warm this winter, bubble wrap your windows.
Are you trying to stay warm for winter or are you preparing for the apocalypse?
Well, no, it's insulation.
If number one's get wooden planks and put them across your door or get into like a bomb shelter or something like that, I'm going to think you've got your list confused.
All right. So, yeah, apparently it works. It helps seal your house.
So bubble wrap on windows.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does have the... other side effect of not being able to see out your windows.
Slightly, yeah.
Like you look out your window and it'll be blurred and it's like, is that bubble wrap on the window or have I just had a lot of whiskey?
Yeah, and then number one is if bubble wrap works on the windows, bubble wrap yourself. Insulation. And then you can see out your windows.
But you can't see out of yourself because you put bubble wrap on your face.
The only problem there is, you know, isolation, you want to settle down and Netflix and chill. No one wants a snap, crackle and pop during...
But look at this way. You wouldn't need the couch. You just fall on the floor. Oh, this is really comfortable.
And that is your top five ways to stay warm this winter. Let's bring sexy back now. JT.
Can
involved.
We bring whiskey back as well?
Mum's whiskey. Oh, boy.
Simo and Jordan.
Neon Trees, Everybody Talks on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
Now, Simo, breaking into like restaurants and other buildings when they're closed, that is wrong. I think we can all agree on that.
Yep.
Breaking into restaurants and other businesses when they're closed, when you're meant to be in social isolation as well, even more wrong.
Not great. I mean, the only place I've ever broken into is my own house.
I see.
When I was younger.
And when you locked yourself out. Well, that, yeah, maybe yeah. I'd say that's okay.
Passable.
Passable. However, one guy in America has broken into a restaurant that was closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, and he spent 4 days essentially living in the restaurant.
Wow.
Just eating the food there and drinking the alcohol 4 days worth before police cottoned onto it.
So he broke in there. And he was obviously cooking everything himself.
Well,
you'd assume.
I guess so.
Like he's not holding chefs hostage.
He's not just sitting at a table going, where is the waiter?
Yeah.
I haven't been served in 4 days.
Yeah, where is everyone? So he had full access to the kitchen then.
Well, yeah. Yeah. This 42-year-old guy, Lewis Angel Orris, his name is, who was found, when police finally cottoned onto it, he was found asleep lying next to a bottle of rum.
Living, that
in
is.
The restaurant. So he's obviously broken into the restaurant, 4 days, has gone undetected,
yeah.
And has just had the time of his life, should we say. I've got the details of how much food and stuff he ate.
Oh, wow. You've got like an inventory.
Well, not really.
Okay.
Just management estimates the food loss, just food alone, is set to be in the thousands of dollars, as well as an estimated 70 bottles of alcohol.
Wow.
Of various
in 4 days?
Types. In 4 days.
Mate, that guy is smashed.
I know. Like, I mean, I'm not good at maths at the best of times, but what's the maths? Average how many a day? So 74 days is working at, what, 15? So whether that makes 60, 17 or so bottles of alcohol a day.
That's enough to make him think that maybe he owned the place. So when the cops rocked up,
I mean,
I own this building.
Well, obviously he didn't, and he was arrested.
And so, what kind of restaurant was it? Like, was he making sushi rolls out the back there? Look, or like,
if he's having 17 bottles of alcohol a day, I don't think he's got the coordination to roll sushi.
Actually, that's very true.
I don't think he's got, he's barely got the coordination to make a cheese sandwich, so, let alone, because like, with sushi, you have to cut the fish very thin.
Yeah.
I don't trust myself with knives when I've had 17 bottles of alcohol.
Also, the rolling situation, quite difficult.
Yes.
So, how much food was lost? Sorry, I got very sidetracked by the amount of alcohol.
So the food loss is estimated to be in the thousands of dollars.
Hmm.
So he's had a lot of food, a lot of expensive food.
Yeah.
And a lot of alcohol.
That's what I'm thinking.
On just a four-day bender, more or less.
If he's impaired with prep time, because obviously, like, sushi rolls are out of the question, cold rolls, no. Anything too complicated that has a lot of elements, no. But if he pulls a bit of caviar out of the fridge, that's prep-free, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never had caviar.
Simo and Jordan.
Matchbox 20 in 2020. What a year. This is how a heart breaks. This is how a heart breaks. Simo and Jordan. And that year keeps on getting better and better. A couple of claims going on at the moment. This morning, Queensland's homeschooling site, the online side of things, come to a crashing halt on its first day of online learning, Jordan.
Well, when you say things keep getting better and better,
yep.
Better for students that don't want to do schoolwork in Queensland.
I was one of those. So that is a situation developing, but claims that the online side of things not working this morning have been published online.
So what is it? So Queensland school students, obviously they're at home because of COVID-19.
Yep.
We're supposed to log onto this website for Monday, and that's how they were going to get their learning done.
Yes, the e-learning.
However, it has crashed.
Does I mean, that's what happens whenever you have a lot of users go to the same place.
Like, Australia just in general, I don't feel we're that great at the internet yet.
Yeah.
Because kind of like, remember the census a couple of years ago? They're kind of, oh, the census is going to be online. Everyone go online, do the census. And then everyone did. And then it crashed.
I think it's
no one ended up doing the census.
I think it's opposite to that then. We're too good. Like, we're really good at it. So everyone's doing it at the same time.
We're so good, we're even better than the people that organise it.
Yeah, because I think the most pirated, what was it? When Game of Thrones was out, the location where it was most pirated, Down Under, sunny Australia, Aussie pirates.
Is that something we should be proud of?
I don't know.
But yes, yeah, so Simo, how would have you gone if you had to be, if you were back in your school days now?
Oh, shocking.
And you had to be, do all of your schoolwork at home?
Nah, mate, I would have been terrible. Even when I was supposed to be at school, I wasn't at school. So if I was supposed to be doing schoolwork at home, I wouldn't be there either.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. Like, because I remember back in my school days, like in science class, and you got like Bunsen burners and you're kind of heating up test tubes and doing all this sort of stuff. I don't think my mum would appreciate it if I'm just in the kitchen just boiling some chemicals while she's trying to cook dinner.
Whipping out the home Bunsen burner would just be the stovetop. Hey, yeah, you don't want any test the magnesium in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I wasn't very good at science, I'm not going
to
lie.
If you set fire to magnesium, FYI, it burns.
I mean, I wasn't planning on.
It burns.
What are you doing after the show? I was just going to go set fire to magnesium.
Going
to
whip out my Bunsen burner.
Just, you know, the normal things I do on a Monday.
It burns very bright, FYI.
Okay.
Don't try that at home. Only try that at school.
Unless you don't have a torch and it's night. And you've got some magnesium. No, don't do that. We should stress.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.